Here's a thought I'll title, The Thrill of Discovery. I suppose we've all had the experience, the thrill, the adrenaline rush of discovering a new subject or a new location, or perhaps an artist previously unknown to us. I remember with absolute clarity the first time I saw the photography of Joseph Sudek. I'd been involved in photography for 20 years at that point, never heard of Joseph Sudek. And I saw a book of his work and just fell in love. It was beautiful, beautiful work. Touched me deeply. And I would propose that that sort of thrill is one of the things that really drives us in the creative life, is discovering something we didn't previously know. Well, last month, I discovered the piano compositions of Isaac Albéniz, who was a Spanish classical composer I'd never heard of before. I'll have more to say about him and his work in today's podcast, podcast number 1501, titled, If Not Now, When? But I'll save that discussion for the podcast, and let me continue with his impact on me as I've listened to his music in the last month. I attended this concert and absolutely fell in love with the music at first listen. Now I've been listening over and over and over again, trying to get to the point where I sort of own the music and have it in my mind's eye even before it's expressed on the piano by whoever's performing it. And this has been going on now for almost a month. I've been absorbed by his work. I believe that finding and treasuring such fellow artists is one of the most important and powerful reasons to be involved in the art life at all. This is especially so if their work inspires us in our own creative path. This is one of the reasons I used to love to spend hours and hours in Borders Books and Barnes & Noble, just looking at the photography books, occasionally being impressed enough to buy one. But back then, you could gather up a bunch of books and head over to the Starbucks inside the bookstore and sit there and spend hours looking at books. And I did. And looking back on it, I realize it was the thrill of discovery as much as anything else that drove me to spend those hours looking at photography books. Some people I know disdain this activity because they don't want their own vision to be spoiled or unduly influenced by someone else. But speaking just for myself, I don't ever remember looking at a photographer's work and then running out and wanting to produce it myself so that it was indistinguishable from theirs. Instead, it's a more subtle way of being influenced, not to copy, but rather to be inspired. And even though we're photographers pursuing a visual medium, I think that can happen with music, or with novels, or with poetry, or as far as that goes, with sports. The more we surround ourselves not with other photographers, but with excellence, that's when the thrill of discovery kicks in and motivates us to do our own work, not to copy someone else's. I can't copy a pole vaulter's work, but I can be inspired by their aspirations, by their success, by the way they overcome hurdles. That's the essence of the thrill of discovery, and is, I believe, one of the primary reasons to be involved in the art life, is that there are so many ways we can surround ourselves with excellence that motivates and inspires and plays such an important role in our lives as we attempt to achieve excellence with our own work.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.